Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
This is Carol Otto. I am interviewing Joyce Kawasaki Otto today. It is August the 30th, and we're about 24 days before Joyce's 90th birthday. Joyce, when and where were you born?
I was born in Fostoria, Ohio, on September 24, 1929.
What was your earliest memory as a child?
When our house burnt, I was six years old, I guess.
Yeah, 1935 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you describe yourself as a child? Were you energetic or shy or?
I was probably shy.
Who were your parents?
Maggie Bell Wright Kawasaki and Shigawa Kawasaki, my father.
How would you describe your parents?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. My mother was, she just took care of everybody in the country. We lived out in the country, and anybody wanted to go anywhere, do anything, they just dropped their children off at my mother's, and she took care of everybody. And my dad, he worked 18 hours a day, so I didn't see a whole lot of him, except the day he had off.
What kind of work did he do?
He was a chef.
Chef. Did your mother ever work outside the home?
With him for a little bit. And, well, before they got married, she was a telephone operator in Sikeston, Missouri.
What's your fondest memories of your parents?
My what?
Your fondest memories of your parents?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. They were very loving. My dad loved everybody. Nobody was a stranger to him. And my mother took care of everybody in the neighborhood. We lived out in the country. And anybody wanted to go anywhere, they just dropped their children off at my mother's and went their way.
Who were your grandparents?
George Wright was my grandfather, and Adeline Wright was my grandmother.
Did you spend time with your grandparents?
I lived with them for a year when my grandfather had a leg amputated, and I went and lived with them for a year.
Did, when they were living with you, there in Vermilion, did your grandfather do anything special that you helped him with?
He used to make root beer down in the basement.
Did he help around the house or while they were living there?
Oh, well, I don't remember. I was only 5 or 6 years old.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two other sisters and eight brothers.
Can you remember any stories about any of your siblings?
Oh, gosh.
There was what? Edwin, George, David, James, Mary Lou, Julius, Nancy, Louis, Dean, Kenny. And then there was also LD at home, wasn't
yes,
there?
Yes,
Who was LD?
He was my cousin. My mother was his aunt.
What responsibilities did you have at the home?
Well, help watching the kids, the others. I was the third, and the rest are all younger.
Did you have special chores that you had to do at home?
Well, I did the dishes and stuff like that in the house.
Mm. What about washing clothes?
Oh, yes, I helped with that.
Is there a memory about washing clothes out underneath the tree?
I got my arm in the wringer. And it went through, and my oldest brother, instead of just releasing it, he just unrolled it.
What school did you go to?
Brown Helm, and it was 12 grades. We didn't have a kindergarten at the time I was schooling, just the 12 grades.
Did you go all the way through school
all
there?
All the way through.
Mm. Were you a good student?
Fairly, I guess.
What subjects in school did you like best?
Besides, I liked arithmetic.
Were you absent much from school?
Just on Mondays.
Why Mondays?
That was the only day my dad had off, and he worked 18 hours a day, so I hardly ever got to see him, so I like to take Monday off so I could see my dad.
Did your parents catch on to that?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever have any other activities while you were in school, sports or other activities?
Well, my girlfriend and I scored for the basketball teams. We took, you know, we made the scores for them.
Did you letter while you were there?
Yeah,
you
got a letter.
You got a letter? Were you ever hold any offices in school for student council or?
I was secretary for a while.
You were class secretary?
Mm-hmm.
How big was your home in Vermilion?
How big?
Uh-huh. Was it, how many rooms did it have?
The first home was a large home, and it burned, and I was 6 years old when it burned. And then we built back on that lot, and we only built 3 rooms and a bath.
That fire, did it, when did it take place? Was it at a holiday or?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve in 1935? Mm-hmm. Were your grandparents living with you at the time?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what started the fire?
Well, my grandfather went down. We had a big house with a basement, and he went down to do the fire in the furnace, and I don't know what he did, but it it burned on Christmas Eve.
Was anything saved from the fire?
A baby bed and my mother's sewing machine. It was where they could get it out, and that was it.
Where did your family live after the fire?
We went to Elyria, Ohio, and lived there.
Did you live with your grandparents there, or did they live separately?
Well, for a while we did, and then we each got our place.
Hmm. When you had your place in Elyria, how close were you to your grandparents' house?
Just at an alley. We could walk through the alley. It was on a different street, but they had an alley. Oh. In the back, and we would go that way.
What happened on one of your trips down the alley?
I stepped on a bottle that was broken, and it cut my leg.
How did you take care of it?
My dad did.
What did he do for it?
He put coal oil on it, and I don't know why.
Who were your neighbors in Elyria?
We had a black family that lived next door to us. I don't remember their name or anything. I was only, what, 5 or 6.
Was that the first time you'd ever encountered a black family?
Yes, it is.
Did you get anything that year for Christmas?
Yes, I got a Shirley Temple doll.
When your family started rebuilding and you moved back to Brown Helm, How did the rebuilding take place? Did your dad hire it out, or?
Yes, he hired a fella to rebuild it for us.
And how did that work out?
Well, he got partway done, and then he took off.
When you moved back into that part of the house, did you have electricity or an inside toilet then?
No, we didn't.
How did your dad get the rest of the house done?
Well, he did it himself and just friends, I mean.
As a kid, what did you do for fun?
Mm-hmm. I don't really know.
Did you ever go to the movies?
Once in a while, my mother took me.
What kind of movies did she take you to?
Oh, like Shirley Temple's and...
Did your brothers ever take you to the movies?
No, they went to see their own movies.
In 1932, there was the Lindbergh kidnapping. Do you remember anything about that?
That I was just afraid to be alone at night.
Did you have nightmares about it?
Yes, I did. Mm.
When you were 12 or 13, you went to live with Grandma Wright and help her out. And that was when, was that when Grandpa got his leg amputated?
Yes.
What kind of things did you do to help?
Just stuff around the house, whatever I could help her.
And how long did you stay with her?
A year.
Do you remember ever going to visit relatives outside of Ohio?
Down in Missouri, down southern Missouri. My mother was from Sykeston.
Do you remember who these relatives were? What relationship?
No.
How did you travel to get there?
Well, for the last few miles, we had to take a wagon or whatever. It was way back in the woods somewhere.
Did you like making these trips?
I enjoyed it.
Okay. In 1941, the U.S. entered World War II. Since your father was Japanese, what happened to your family when the U.S. entered the war?
Well, nothing really, except that we were restricted to some of the things we did. However, my brother went to the war, or in the service.
Didn't you have a couple of brothers, did it? George?
Edwin was my oldest.
Edwin
and
did?
And he went, mm-hmm. And George went. And David, he was a doctor, and he went as a doctor.
Yeah. Now, none of them, they were all on, went over to Europe, didn't they? They didn't go to...
Well, Lewis went, and he went to Korea.
Yeah, I think that was later.
Well, that was probably later, because he was one of the younger ones.
Uh-huh. Your family wasn't moved to an internment camp then?
No.
And what kind of restrictions did they place on the family?
Well, I think we couldn't have any guns, mm-hmm. and we really weren't restricted. A whole lot, as I know.
Were you able to have shortwave radios in the house?
We didn't have any.
Okay. And did they take part of your dad's salary?
Yes, I think they did that.
Yeah. How did you meet your husband?
Well, I wrote to him for a year before I met him. Mm-hmm. My brother was in the service with him. And I wrote to him for a year. And then he came home with my brother.
Oh. What did you guys do when you met him? Did you guys go to movies or?
We went to quite a few movies. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you came. So he came back with your brother George, and
yes.
That's when you met him. Where was he stationed at?
Chanute Field, Illinois. Yeah.
How did you guys get around? Did you guys walk everywhere you went, or
what? When we came back to
when he came back to visit you.
He used my dad's car.
Oh, And you said you wrote him letters every day?
Yes.
Oh, did somebody get after you about that?
My grandmother.
What did she think?
She just thought I didn't need to write that often.
When did you graduate high school?
1947.
Okay. What did you do after graduation?
I went to Chicago.
Why did you go to Chicago?
Well, Bob was at Chanute Field, Illinois, and it was a lot closer than coming clear to Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Who did you live with while you were in Chicago?
A lady named Sue Omori, and she was a dear friend of my mother and dad's, and I stayed with her.
Is she Japanese?
She was Hawaiian.
Hawaiian? So you moved to Chicago to be closer to Bob. So what did you do in Chicago while you were there? Did you get a job there?
I worked there for a while. That's too long ago. Yeah, I worked for a while.
Was it a company that made deodorant?
Yes, Stop at Spray. They probably don't even have it today.
Well, they were one of the first ones, weren't they? To make the,
yes. Uh-huh.
To make a spray deodorant.
Uh-huh.
And what was your job with them? What did you do for them?
Well, I was a secretary.
Okay. Weren't they wanting to send you to secretarial school?
Yes, they were.
What, did you go?
No.
Why didn't you go?
Well, because Bob was at Chanute, and he was getting out and going to leave, and so I didn't know how long I'd be in Chicago.
Mm. When did you get married?
In 1948.
June 6th?
Pardon?
June the 6th?
Yes.
Good. Where were you married at?
I was married at home.
Oh. Who all was there for the wedding?
Well, besides my family, and none of his family came,
mm-hmm.
but it was just my family. We got married at the house at home.
Did you have a honeymoon?
No, he was in the service. So we went back to Chicago, and he went back to the service, and I stayed with this lady that we'd known for years.
Where did you, after he got out of the service, where did you folks live?
In Ohio.
In Ohio?
Uh-huh. At my mother's, and then we got a place of our own, just a little house.
When you started having a family, your first son, where was he born?
In Ohio, Amherst, Ohio.
Oh. What were the circumstances around his birth?
Yes, we lived on a big hill. I mean, it was very big and curvy, and so it was hard to get over it in the wintertime, so we had to go around about 5 extra miles to get there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Were you in labor long?
No.
Nope. What about your second son? Where were you living there?
In Jefferson City.
Jefferson City?
Uh-huh.
And anything special happen with that birth?
I think there was, but I can't remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to go see the doctor, and my father-in-law came home for lunch. He came home. He worked at right in town, so he came home for lunch, and then he took me to the hospital, and I had my other son.
Oh, neat. So that was Carl Henry that... Carl Henry Otto that took you to the hospital?
Yes, yes, it was Bob's dad.
Oh. Were you living with him at the time?
Or? Yes.
Oh, okay. Then you had a daughter later on. Where were you living then?
In Kansas City.
Yeah. Anything special about her when she was born?
Well, I went to the doctor to see the doctor, and he put me in the hospital, and I had her that day.
Your oldest son has a nickname of Butch. How did he get that nickname?
I have no idea. My husband called him that, and
so
he kept it.
He just kept it. Was he a good baby?
Yes, he was.
Was there anything special about him growing up?
He had polio, and that he was 7, I think.
Yeah.
And so he was in the hospital for, what, about a month?
Mm-hmm. And did he have any special visitors while he was in the hospital? Was it Hopalong Cassidy?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Was he was in quarantine at the time?
Yes, he was. And he said, I don't care, I'm going to go in and see him, and he did.
That's neat. What about Michael, your second boy? Anything special about him when he was growing up? Did he go off to France for a while?
Oh, yes, he did. He was in...
a foreign exchange
student? Yes, so he was a foreign exchange student, and he lived in France for a year. He went to school there. He graduated over there also.
Mm. That's kind of neat. And then your daughter Susan, when she was growing up, did you help her pick out her dresses, or how did you?
I made them.
You made them?
I made them, right.
Yeah. Anything else about when she was growing up special?
No.
Did you move into the house when she was about?
Yeah, she was a year old when we moved into the house I live in now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What was Bob's occupation?
He was a welder.
And did he also work for Bobcat Company?
Yes, as a welder.
Uh-huh. As a welder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What job did Bob like doing best?
But
did he his welding jobs or
yes.
Being a repairman or for the Bobcats?
Well,
just all of it.
Yeah, it was together. Mm. What he did welding for the Bobcat Company.
Yeah. Did he have any hobbies?
Fishing and hunting.
Mm.
The lake.
Yeah. So that's where he liked to relax, was going to the lake?
That's right.
Oh, what did you guys do at the lake?
Well, he fished and hunted, and I fished. I liked to fish.
When did you start working outside the home?
Oh, gosh. I don't know what year.
I don't either. Where did you work for?
Lambert Moon.
What did you do for them?
Everything. I helped in the back, and I did the folding, and I did everything there was to do.
In the back, then, is that typesetting and running the printing press?
I could run it. I didn't run it, but I set the jobs up for them, and I bought their stuff, and I did quite a bit for them.
And did you do a lot of proofreading?
I did all the proofreading, uh-huh.
Yeah. What job, what other jobs did you have out of the home?
Well, I did, for Bear Mountain. I guess that's the only other job I had.
And what did you do for them?
They made Bible covers and stuff like that, and I... set the jobs up for the, and we mailed them down to southern Missouri. All their helpers were down in southern Missouri. Mm. So I got all the stuff ready, and we shipped it out, and then they shipped it back, and I checked it, and if it was okay, I okayed it. If it wasn't, I sent it back to them.
Did you have any hobbies?
Like what?
Well, one time I think you were making jewelry.
Oh, yeah, I did that for a while.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't...
Yeah. What do you do for relaxation now?
I don't know.
As a family, what did all of you like to do best? Was that going down the lake?
Going to the lake. We went every weekend.
Did you have a place down there?
Yes, we did.
And you've had several places down there. The last one that you had, how was it down at the lake? How would you explain how you lived and what you did down there?
The last place?
Uh-huh.
Well, we lived right on the lake. It was about 22 steps from the lake to the house, but we lived right on the lake.
And did you go boating any?
Yes.
What kind of a boat did you have?
Well, we had a pontoon and also just a little fishing boat.
How did you and Bob participate in any of your kids' activities? Were they in sports or scouting or?
Well, they were in scouting. Bob was in scouting, which he was in scouting, and I think he was the only one in scouting. Mike didn't scout much.
No, I think when Mike got older, didn't he play football a little bit for the high school?
Well, yeah, in high school he played football for a while.
Yeah. What did was Susan in scouting or anything like that?
She was a cheerleader for the teams.
Mm-hmm. These last couple questions I have for you are hard ones.
Okay.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
What is your religion?
I'm a Congregationalist.
What can you tell me about your religious beliefs?
Like what?
Do you believe in an afterlife?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Have you ever experienced a miracle?
Like?
Just anything that you thought was a miracle.
Well, that Bob could walk again after he got polio.
Yeah. What was the happiest moment of your life?
Oh, dear. I don't know, maybe when I met my husband.
What was the saddest moment?
When my oldest boy, Butch, was what we call him, got polio.
Who is the biggest influence on your life?
Probably my dad.
And how was he an influence? What did he do or say or?
Well, he just told me how things were and what I should do, and saw that I did them.
Are there any words of wisdom that you'd like to give to your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren?
Well, I don't know, just they're all good kids to me. So I'm very happy with the way they came out.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a good mother and grandmother and great-grandmother and a great-great-grandmother.